Let's get the show on the road here. All right, fantastic. Time for American Net Radio, 90.3, WHPC. WHPC HD is the station. I am Tom Ryan, sitting in a chair that I've been sitting in on Wednesdays and Fridays for a quarter century now, almost. We were just talking about that. Boy, time flies. Now, on Wednesday, of course, we've been looking at albums, and we've been doing a chronological run of albums, starting with albums that were released around 1955 and working our way up toward the present. Wanted to pick 1,000 along the way, with one per show, and the idea being to pick our favorites to more or less basically point. The idea was to salvage albums because it felt like albums were getting overlooked. I still feel that that's the case. So, in fact, the more time goes on, the more I think that albums are overlooked. And yet there's also like a bit of a resurgence in some ways for vinyl. I know that, which means albums almost certainly. And I don't care whether or not you listen to it on vinyl. If you just download albums and you listen to it digitally, that's not the point. The point is that the album itself that the artist created is a big deal. And we're pretty close to our halfway point. And today we're going to cover an album on our alternative top 40 list. That's the list where we picked half of the 1,000 songs that we picked were songs that did not make the top 40 in the United States. This is certainly an album that did not make the charts at all in the United States. Released in July of 1976, so it is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. The album is called Africa Brasil, and the artist is Jorge Ben. Now, please forgive me if my accent for the Brazilian words or the names is like radically off, or even if it or off at all. I apologize for that. My Portuguese is non-existent, but I'm a big fan of music that came out of Brazil. A very big fan. And this artist, Jorge Ben, we actually covered him once before on this list. So this is his second album that made my list of my all-time favorite albums. And he was associated with a movement in the late 60s called Tropicália, among other things. He goes back further than that. But the Tropicália movement of the late 60s introduced psychedelic touches and political content to Brazilian music, which in turn gained some international exposure for its main constituents. Usually, exposure is considered a good thing, but not if your government sees it otherwise. In retrospect, it seems incredible that musicians could have been jailed simply for embracing a musical style that was deemed untraditional. But that was how the Brazilian government functioned in the late 1960s. Jorge Ben had a career so long and varied that it actually predates the Beatles' influence on Brazilian music. He was pre-1964. And that era from then forward was known as Tropicália. So starting professionally around 1963, it was Jorge Ben who provided some of the best samba and bossa nova style guitar-based music to come out of Brazil, including a few international hits like Chove Chuva and Mas Que Nada. Now, those are just words to you, I imagine. But I think I want to play a bit of those songs just so that you understand the difference between what he was doing in the early 60s and where we're at when we play this album for 1976. I think you're going to recognize them. Which one do I have queued up first? Mas Que Nada? Okay, this is one of his earliest hits, the hits that made him instantly famous. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I think you just enough for you to see if I can get you to recognize the song itself.
Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é sambar. Esse samba que é misto de maracatu é samba de preto velho, samba de preto.
Just to give you a taste, I mean, that's a really, really famous samba that was around 1963. Again, really, like I said, pre-Beatles. And he got very famous on that. His first album came out, and his label just wanted him to keep making music. And they were like putting him out a little bit, probably too quick. And eventually he had to basically pull back. In fact, he left the label because he thought that they were like pushing him too hard. And he wasn't really getting albums out to the quality that he wanted to get. At least that's how I understand the story had gone. He had one other samba era song, though, that was also incredibly famous. That's Chove Chuva. And you've probably heard it. I don't think you know his version. Like the version that I just played of Mas Que Nada, you might know it by other people. You probably did not hear the Jorge Ben version in America. Same thing with Chove Chuva. There's a lot of other artists who had big hits with it. But here is the songwriter himself, as he wrote the song and as he first performed it before other people covered it. Here's Chove Chuva.
Chove chuva, chove sem parar. Chove chuva, chove sem parar. Pois eu vou fazer uma prece pra Deus Nosso Senhor, pra chuva parar de molhar o meu divino amor. Que é muito lindo, é mais que o infinito, é puro e belo, inocente como a flor. Por favor, chuva ruim, não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Por favor, chuva ruim, não molhe mais o meu amor assim. Chove, chuva, chove sem parar.
All right, that's just me setting the table pretty much, because I figure you should know what this man was and how important he was to Brazilian music back 13 years before 1976. So he was pre-Beatles at that point, and now at this point in 1976, which is 7 years after the Beatles had already broken up as a band, he's still active and writing and changing his style. Well, along the way, he had friendships with other Brazilian luminaries like Gilberto Gil, Caetano Veloso, both artists that Heidi and I love and listen to all the time. And they caused Ben to be identified with the Tropicália movement. But his own stylistic shift was much more rhythmic than psychedelic. And he remained distant enough, luckily for him, to avoid the political backlash that damaged or destroyed the careers or even the lives of some of the tropicalistas. Perhaps due to his reputation as a celebrity in Brazil, Ben sidestepped that drama, and his influence remained more musical than political. So by 1976, Jorge Ben was a veteran, but still, after 13 years, still quite adventurous, trying to find new ways to present Brazilian rhythms in the context of other styles. So this album, Africa Brasil, redefined samba as funk music, a move that was both daring and exhilarating. Lyrically, the opening track, which is subtitled Umba Bada Uma, is a simple ode to a soccer player and the influence that he and his team have on Brazilian culture. Like most Brazilians, Jorge Ben is a soccer freak. He's totally in love with what he calls football, of course. And this was just one song that he had written on the topic, although he's written many. Underneath the lyrics, though, of that song is one of the most powerfully funky and contagious samba rhythms ever concocted. And much of the rest of the album covers heavier topics, including the writings of a pharaoh in 2000 BC, a song called Hermes Trismegisto, and other philosophy in general, like a song called O Filosofo. Taj Mahal tells a bit of a story behind the namesake's creation, with a melody that was so captivating, by the way, that Rod Stewart saw fit to steal a significant part of his melody for one of his own compositions, which happened to be Do You Think I'm Sexy. He stole the song, like, outright. He realized when George Ben brought it to his attention that, dude, you stole my song. And he's like, oh, my God, I did that subconsciously, because it proved that Rod Stewart was a George Ben fan. So he said that he gave him back all the royalties, and then he dedicated the rest of it to charity. So Rod Stewart definitely did the right thing. So I don't want to bash him or bring him down a notch on that. So, sure, I know that most Americans wouldn't understand the Portuguese lyrics, nor do I. But do we really need to worry about the lyrics when listening to somebody like James Brown? To get a feel for what the album sounds like, imagine if the band War hailed from Brazil and Isaac Hayes flew down to promote them. Africa, Brazil is full of airtight grooves that give you that feeling. But it's also playful and melodic. It doesn't take itself too seriously, which makes it a fun listen that withstands the test of time. So, I talked about the opening track. It's actually entitled Ponta de Lancha Africano. The subtitle is Umba Bara Uma by Jorge Ben.
Joga bola, corocondô.
Joga bola, jogador. Joga bola, corocondô.
Here, 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 jogador. Here, 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 corocondô.
Here, 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 jogador. Here, 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 corocondô.
Essa é a história de Umba para Uma, um ponto
de lança africano, com ponta de lança decidido. Umba para uma.
Man, how hard is that, right? That's just amazing.
You know, this, if you're a soccer fan.
Right. Well, I don't think you have to be a soccer fan because you probably don't even know what the words are, but apparently Ponta de Lancha is about a forward.
Yeah, a striker. Or a
striker or a center forward, yeah. It's trying, you know, basically scoring goals. It's a big, and you can hear how much fun, and you hear all the percussion. This is something that's a bit new. Now, Brazilian music always had percussion, but it was never of a funky variety like that. That was like taking Brazilian music and standing it on its head, or really merging it straight on with what was happening in America. And it was pretty sharp. And the album holds up, too. And yet, the themes are really heavy. I'm not even going to try to explain them, because I did. We did cover another album of his about a year ago. Maybe a little bit more. I'm trying to remember the name of the album that we covered, but if I think of it, I'll let you know. But at that point in time, we were talking an awful lot about some of the same things like this. We were talking about hermetics and the Emerald Tablet and alchemy, all of these really, really deep, heavy subjects. And I was trying to explain it from a Portuguese perspective into English, and I barely even understood it in English. So it's kind of silly for me to go there. It doesn't really matter anyway. All I can say is that this next song, which is entitled Hermes Trismegisto Escreviu, again, I don't know how I'm pronouncing that, is basically him talking about alchemy, and he uses excerpts from a text known as the Emerald Tablet, which is exactly what I was talking about a couple years ago when we played his previous album, and it was so hard to explain. So it's hermetics, about, you know, basically about the secrets of life and transmutation and things like that. Way too heavy for me to get into. We can just enjoy the song for what it is then. Here is Hermes Trismegisto Escreviu.
Há 2000 anos antes de Cristo, o faraó Hermes Trismegisto escreveu um maravilhoso tratado hermético, com uma ponta de diamante e uma lâmina de esmeralda, que foi encontrado vários séculos depois pelos soldados de Alexandre o Grande, na famosa pirâmide de Gizeh. Salve Hermes Trismegisto, que tem as três partes da filosofia universal. É verdade, isso é mentira, certo, muito verdadeiro.
A tábua de esmeralda foi Hermes Trismegisto quem escreveu, com uma ponta de diamante em uma lâmina de esmeralda ele escreveu. O que está embaixo é como o que está no alto. O que está no alto é como o que está embaixo ele escreveu. Esmeralda, foi Hermes Trismegisto quem escreveu, com uma ponta de diamante em uma lâmina de esmeralda ele escreveu. O que está embaixo é como
That's what I'm talking about. And by the way, I remember the name of the album that we covered about a year or so ago when we also, when we played an earlier album, I think a 1974 album by Jorge Ben, was called, that album was called A Tabua de Esmeralda. And it came to me because the song that we just heard, Hermes Trismegisto, was a song on that album. He took the same words, basically, that were on that track, and he put them into a totally different type of music setting here on this album to fit this new funky style that he's that he came up with. So there he is, like pretty much, again, keeping the same heavy ideas, but like putting them onto a type of music that he figured is going to maybe make a lot more people get it or start to listen to it, if you can speak Portuguese. I guess that's a factor. Same thing with this next track. It's called O Filósofo, A Filósofo, which is kind of a philosopher, right? And apparently it's also about alchemy. It describes a man who arrives philosophizing with an angelic tone to his voice and explaining the phenomenon or trying to explain.
So there's a theme here is what you're trying to tell us.
Yeah, to an extent. The understanding of celestial agriculture. I don't know what those two words mean when you put them together. Celestial agriculture, growing something in the stars? Kind of remarkable thought. Well, here is O Filósofo.
Coisas simples, mostrando como o belo pode ser simples, e o simples pode ser belo. Ai, 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 ai. Ele chegou descontraído, chegou filosofando num tom de voz meio angélica, explicando o fenômeno e a compreensão da agricultura celeste, do amor e do coração. Comovida lhe pediu que tentasse lhe compreender. Agradeceu a atenção dispensada, distribuindo rosas que colhia no ar. Distribuindo rosas que colhia no ar. Ele chegou descontraído, chegou filosofando num tom de voz meio angélica.
Ele chegou.
That's O Filósofo from the album Africa Brasil by Jorge Ben. That instrument that you're hearing there that sounds sort of like a bird noise, like a bird call or something, it's a drum. It's called a cuíca. I know because I bought one recently. I was obsessed with Brazilian music and I wanted to know how that happened. How does it work? What it is it's a drum and it has a, in the very middle of the head of the drum, on the inside, it has a stick that dangles down. And if you grab a sponge or a wet cloth and you grab that stick on the inside of the drum and you put your finger on the tip of it on the outside of the drum, by pressing it, you can change the note like that. And you've got to be stroking it with the wet cloth that you've got in your opposite hand. It's not as easy as it sounds, but that's what it is. That's a cuíca, something that you hear quite a bit in Brazilian music. Now, the next song, the topics get a lot similar. This is, Ben was married at this time, but he didn't have any children. But he wrote this song to his three fictional children before they were born. And it's called Meus Filhos, Meu Tesouro. I don't know what that means.
My children, I treasure you.
Oh, my children, my treasure. Yeah, that makes, thank you, darling. Here we go.
Salve simpatia. Passeando, hein? Arthur Miró, diga lá, menino, o que é que você quer ser quando crescer? Eu quero ser jogador de futebol, jogador de futebol. Ana Bela Gorda, diga lá, menina, o que é que você quer ser quando crescer? Eu quero ser dona de casa atuante ou mulher de milionário. Dona de casa atuante ou mulher de milionário. Jesus Correia, diga lá, menino, o que é que você quer ser quando crescer? Eu quero ser tesoureiro, presidente ou liberal como você. Tesoureiro, presidente ou liberal como você. Estes são meus três filhinhos, Arthur Mirol, Ana Bela Gorda, Jesus Correia. Estes são meus três anjinhos, Jesus Correia, Ana Bela Gorda, Arthur Mirol. Passeando, hein?
Aí, simpatia.
Já tá de volta? Tão rápido assim?
Passeada, hein?
Ah, nice. Mind you, you're listening to WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City, New York. The show is American at Radio. I'm Tom Ryan with my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan, here running the board. And we are playing an album by a fabulous Brazilian artist named Jorge Ben called Africa Brasil. And since we are about to get to the end of side one and I got a lot to do, let's play two back to back. This next song is actually a re-recorded version of an older song that he wanted to update to put in his new style. It's called O Plebeu, I think, how you say it. And the one after that is easy for me to pronounce. It's called Taj Mahal.
Sou pobre contigo, não posso casar. Oh meu amor, oh meu amor, oh. Mas chorarei de alegria quando alguém te levar ao altar. Oh meu amor, nunca me esqueças, pois nós seríamos felizes se não fosse a minha pobreza. Eu sei, você sabe que isso não importa, mas existe alguém que do nosso amor não gosta. Você é uma princesa e eu sou um plebeu. Lá, 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 lá. O último será o primeiro e o último sou eu. Você sabe que isso não importa, mas existe alguém que do nosso amor não gosta. Você é uma princesa, eu sou um plebeu. Será o primeiro e o último sou eu. Lá, 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 lá. Você é uma princesa e eu sou o plebeu. O último será o primeiro e o último sou eu. Você é uma princesa e eu sou o plebeu. O último será o primeiro, o último sou eu.
Taj Mahal, Taj Mahal, Taj Mahal, contar do amor do príncipe Shahjahan pela princesa New Mahal. Do amor do príncipe Shahjahan pela princesa New Mahal. Taj Mahal, Taj Mahal.
Um monumento em homenagem ao amor, construído em 1040 no ano Hégira. Um presente do príncipe Shahjahan para sua amada New Mahal.
Think I'm sexy, come on baby, let me know. Yeah, that's where that came from, obviously. That was from Taj Mahal. The song, pretty much, with the lyrics that are about, you know, why the Shah Jahan had built it for the love of his wife. See, this, the main thing that to remember about with Georges Ben in general is that he's an incredibly positive person. Almost all of the music that he puts out seems to be about positivity. Now, on side two, the first track up is called Jica da Silva, which is a song praising a woman who is, I guess in history, was once actually a black slave and eventually somehow like gained some significant social standing later in her life. So he refers to that. And then he makes up a story about his own life that he calls, I can translate it, The History of Jorge, which is full of, it's a fairy tale. Put back together. So here back to back, Jica da Silva, which is a great tune, and A Historia de Jorge.
Silva, a negra. Luxuosa galera, e
seu avô João Fernandes, o tratador, mandou fazer só para ela. Ai, 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 Chicada, 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 Chicada Silva Negra.
Chicada, 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 Chicada Silva
Negra. Muito rica e invejada, temida e odiada, pois com as suas perucas, cada uma de uma cor, joias, roupas exóticas, das Índias, Lisboa e Paris, a negra era obrigada a ser recebida como uma grande senhora da corte do rei Luís,
da corte do rei Luís.
Ai, 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 Chicada, 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 Chicada Silva Negra.
Chicada, 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 Chicada Silva.
Tinha um amigo que voava e Jorge se chamava. Ninguém acreditava no menino que não voava quando ele dizia que tinha um amigo que falava, brincava e até voava. Todo mundo dele caçoava. Um dia Jorge soube de tudo e voou para toda a gente ver. O espanto foi geral. E o menino que não voava, feliz da vida, gritava: voa, Jorge! Voa, Jorge! Voa, Jorge! Jorge voa, voa, Jorge voa, voa, Jorge, Jorge, Jorge voa,
voa, Jorge, Jorge, Jorge voa,
voa bem alto, Jorge, traz uma estrela pra mim. Voa bem alto, Jorge, traz uma estrela pra mim. Jorge, amigo meu, meu amigo Jorge. Jorge, amigo anjo, anjo, amigo Jorge. Voa bem alto, Jorge, traz uma estrela pra mim. Voa bem alto, Jorge, traz uma estrela pra mim. Jorge, amigo meu, meu amigo Jorge. Jorge!
Jorge
voa, ei,
Jorge,
Jorge é meu amigo, Jorge é meu amigo que voa, xará, eu tenho um amigo que voa, xará, eu tenho um amigo que voa, xará, olha lá teu amigo voando, voa, Jorge, voa, Jorge,
Jorge voa,
Jorge voa,
got to talk over this just a little bit. I just love how funky this album is. It's so awesome. The next track is another soccer thing. It's called Camisa 10 da Gavia. Now, that was his hero, soccer player, a guy named Zico, and he wrote the song for him. Apparently, he scored 4 goals one day, and he lost his mind and wrote a song. So there's this, and that'll be followed by Caballero de Cavalo Immaculado. I'm not going to even explain it. Talk to you in a bit.
Seus reflexos lúcidos, lançamentos, dribles desconcertantes, chutes maliciosos, são como flash eletrizantes, estufando a rede num possível gol de placa, estufando a rede num possível gol de placa. É gol, é gol, é falta na entrada da área. Adivinha quem vai bater? É o camisa 10 da Gávea. É o camisa 10 da Gávea. O galinho de Quintino chegou. Oh, 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 oh. Com garra, fibra e amor. A sua malícia o faz com que seja lembrado, pois mesmo quando não está inspirado, ele procura a inspiração. E cada gol, cada toque, cada jogada é um deleite para os apaixonados do esporte bretão. E cada gol, cada toque, cada jogada é um deleite para os apaixonados do esporte bretão. Zico, é falta na entrada da área. Adivinha quem vai bater?
Camisa 10 da Gávea. É o camisa
Sempre macundado. Salve o cavaleiro do cavalo imaculado. Salve o cavaleiro do cavalo imaculado.
We mentioned that we covered the album Atabua de Esmeralda about a year and a half ago by Jorge Ben. And on that album was a song called Zumbi. Well, here he re-records the song again, but with a totally different title. It's got to be there. Number five? Number 10? Aha. Okay, there it will be. So anyway, here he decides to call it Africa Brazil instead. So same song. Oh, by the way, also, he was always an acoustic guitar player. This is the first album of him playing electric, so that has a lot to do with the changes. Take care, folks. We'll get as much of this in as we can. Thanks again. See you next week. Bye-bye.
What an electrifying episode of American Hit Radio.
Electrifying?
It was straight up fly to the max.
I'm just so sad that it's over.
Aww. Don't be sad, because this show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by AmericanHitNetwork.com.
What the heck is AmericanHitNetwork.com?
On AmericanHitNetwork.com, you can listen to archived shows of American Hit Radio, check out playlists, interviews, album reviews, and learn how music shaped the world.
Okay, that actually does sound fly to the max.
Don't steal my catchphrase.